your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Alex and I are. We're broadcasting live atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAPrepares.com. So if you need to contact your instructors or revisit something that you've heard or get to a podcast, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And class, we're broadcasting twice daily, mornings at 10 Central Time on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. And afternoons at 3 o'clock Central on KWGO, the powerhouse of the Midwest. Now, podcasts and live streaming are available anytime at USAPrepares.com. The link's on the website. And this afternoon, Dr. Norm Shealy. Tomorrow morning on GCN, Stan Deo. And then in the afternoon tomorrow, it's MacGyver, who's also known as Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival. Here's some news I wanted to mention this morning from the Associated Press in Washington. Federal scientists say that July was the hottest month ever recorded in the lower 48 states, breaking a record set back during the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. And on CNN today, this is major news. The U.S. drought drives up food prices worldwide. And they say that the drought that's drying up the heartland, which is where we are right here in Missouri, is not just an American problem. It's causing food prices to surge worldwide. So in July, food prices are up 6%, and the main driver is grain prices, they say, and specifically corn prices, which have hit record highs in the recent weeks. So according to a UN global report, corn prices surged nearly 23% in July. Really, at least 23%. And that's exacerbated by the severe deterioration of the maize crop in the United States. And so the excessive heat and drought is what's causing it. And they say that it's going to have an impact on customers. Oh, no kidding. And they also say that food prices have been creeping up throughout the United States as the hot temperatures across the Midwestern and Western parts of the nation have dried out crops and driven up the price of corn. Now, corn isn't at least 75% of the food products that we eat, corn syrup and so forth, but some kind of corn is in most of the food that we eat. Now, here's some of the numbers. Cereal prices are up 17% last month, according to the UN Index of Cereal Prices. And that's closer to, very close to an all-time high. So what we're saying is food prices are going up, and, you know, we use corn, which is food, to produce ethanol, alcohol, that the United States mandates that we put in gasoline. And that's your government at work, making sure that we use food as motor fuel. Now, worldwide, the price of meat actually declined, and that was caused by farmers and ranchers culling their herds because we can't feed our cows. It's not a question of price so much as it is a question of availability of feed. So feed for most of us is grass, green grass, and it's impossible to grow green grass unless you have moisture in the ground. And farmers' wells are going dry, and the grass from the rain that would normally provide moisture to the grass is just not here. So what we're looking at is corn prices are at all-time highs. The quality is extremely poor. And you can see that if you go to the local food store, you'll see the quality of the corn is very poor compared to what you're used to. And we here at USAPrepares.com anticipate food shortages. The mainstream media is not really sharing that with you yet. We have been reporting this for months now. So today we have an innovator with us, a USAPrepares.com instructor. She specializes in long-term food storage. Her name is Paulette Winotka. She is the owner of Mill Street Market in Humansville, Missouri, just north of Springfield, Missouri. And she is a preparedness expert. And welcome, Paulette.
Good morning there, Vincent. How are you doing?
Kind of a somber tone, Paulette.
This is a somber morning. Let me tell you, it's crazy. They're having record flooding in Manila, and we're having record droughts here, you know. It's crazy.
Paulette, you know, I'd like to ask you a very, very simple question, but it has a profound impact, whatever you happen to say. Let me just ask you this very simply. Paulette, are we in trouble?
I'm sorry, ask me that again. I didn't quite catch that,
okay.
Vincent.
Paulette, are we in trouble?
Are we in trouble? We've been in trouble for a while. Most of us just haven't been aware of it, how deep the trouble is. And the thing that's interesting about being in trouble is it's kind of like the nature of the game. It kind of changes on us as we go along. Mm-hmm. We think we've kind of got a handle on what our problems are, and then all of a sudden, God decides to turn off the water, and, you know, it kind of changes our focus.
Yeah. Paulette, you know a dairy farmer, and why don't you tell a story about his problem with water?
Yes, we have a dairy farmer here in our area, and his well is gone, and his ponds are gone. And he is hauling in 8,500 gallons of water a day. That's 8,500 gallons of water a day to water his dairy cows. By his own admission, he's like, I can't keep this up for very much longer.
Well, when you talk about hauling water for his cows, what we're talking about, class, is drinking water. We're not talking about something that they're going swimming in. I mean, cows love to swim in these ponds, and we actually let our cows swim in some of our ponds to keep them cool. Because you think about these cows are huge animals, and ours are all black. And the sun really beats down on them, and that black coat they have is really absorbs the heat, so we let them go swimming in the hot summer. But hauling in 8,500 gallons of water a day, if you look at those gasoline tank trucks, those big tractor trailers, that's how much water we're talking about a day.
Yeah. It's incredible, you know, every single day, and he has to pay to bring that in. It's not like
yeah.
he goes someplace and get it for free. He's buying water.
Mm-hmm. And
on top
mentioned,
of feed prices going up, and on top of hay being almost unavailable.
Well, I tried to find some hay yesterday. We have a neighbor who's actually abandoned her horses, and there are five horses that she's left. And we have the choice of watching them starve or buying hay for them. And I tried to buy hay. It's not available at any price.
Yeah.
Not available at any price. So here's what I had to do. I'm using our winter hay for our cows this summer, and I'm using our hay for our cows for her horses because I can't stand to see them starve. And pretty soon we're going to run out, and we're probably going to have to sell our breed stock. So what we said was going to happen is beef prices will take a dip, and they have not a great dip, a small dip. And next year, boy, oh, boy, beef is going to be scarce and very expensive, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think so. We can't slaughter our breeding stock and expect to keep prices down because there's going to be, you know, supply and demand, and there's going to be less availability. The only thing that may help us with the beef prices next year is the fact that people aren't going to have as much money to spend, and maybe they won't be demanding quite as much beef as what we do currently. At some point in time, you know, we're already seeing less groceries, volume of grocery going out of the grocery store. People are spending the same dollars, but they're bringing home less product. You know, $100, $200, whatever people are spending a week for groceries, is not buying as many pounds of grocery. So right now, we're taking home less product. But I'm afraid what we're going to see happening by next year is we're going to see that people not only are going to be taking home less groceries, but they're actually going to have less dollars in their pocket to spend, which is going to be a double whammy. They're spending less money for even less food, or spending more money, I'm sorry, for even less food. Mm-hmm. And that may decrease some of the demand on the beef, but who knows? Who knows for sure? It's certainly not going to change things on the general run-of-the-mill food, the staples that people use. When prices start going crazy, people cut back on the more expensive cuts of meat, more the cheaper cuts, or they start cutting back on their meat consumption and eating more pasta. You know, usually we could kind of depend on grains, but mm-hmm. we're going to have a problem with grains now with the drought, with the corn and the wheat. Pasta's going to get more expensive. Bread's going to get more expensive. I mean, we already pay what? If you want to buy a decent loaf of bread, you go to the grocery store, you pay $3.50 for a loaf of whole wheat bread.
Well,
that's
I didn't realize
insane.
It is insane. I didn't realize it was that expensive because we haven't bought whole wheat bread in probably years. And the reason is we have a bread machine. We make our own bread, and we buy sacks of Hardy Red and Hardy White. Paulette, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we bought wheat was, I think we paid about $8.50 for 25 pounds of whole wheat in the sack that we grind with a hand grinder and make bread out of it. Is that about right?
Can't do that today.
Oh, okay.
About a 50-pound sack of wheat is running around, depends on the variety that you get, depends on whether you're wanting to buy organic or not, but you're looking at $30 and up for 50 pounds. You were paying $16.
Yes, I was paying $16, and it was organic. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about the coming food shortage, the coming food crisis, and we're going to talk about the supply chain. Paulette Winatka, Mill Street Market, is an expert in the supply chain. And wait till you hear what she's got to say on the other side of these commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is USAPrepares.com. Paulette Winotka is with us. And we're talking about the looming food crisis, the looming food shortage. And it's coming to you, class, no matter where you are on this planet. It's headed your way. Paulette's been with us at every one of our expos since the very beginning. And she's going to be at the fourth Get Prepared Expo as an exhibitor and a seminar host this November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. And she talks about food and how to prepare food yourself for your own long-term storage. So she teaches you how to bucketize your food, how to buy it in bulk, and prepare it for yourself and save the maximum amount of money. And Paulette, let's talk about the food supply chain. You've learned some very interesting information from people that supply you with food for the secondary market. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of your listeners may not know, but besides the long-term food storage and bulk items that we sell and do consulting for our clients, we also have a salvage grocery where we buy freight damage or sometimes short dated, you know, warehouse overruns and that type of thing. And canned goods and, you know, and boxed food products. One of our vendors sent us out an email last week that said several of the suppliers that he gets product from that he then brings, you know, makes available to us have sent him notice that they will no longer be able to provide him with food product. Now, besides providing stores like ours, he also provides 46 faith-based food pantries. In other words, this is food that churches give away. And he just can't get a lot of things. One of the big reclamation centers in Texas, and the reclamation centers bring in food from Sometimes they do other things besides food, but the main thing we're interested in is their food business. And they bring in things like freight damaged, you know, semi-trailers. They'll bring in short date. Sometimes they'll go in and clean out a whole warehouse that's got short-dated stuff. And it's been sold to China. A Chinese firm has bought it, and their products from that reclamation center are leaving the country. So there's a whole – one of the bigger reclamation centers is no longer going to be providing product to the U.S. Two of the big wholesalers of the salvage market closed business within the last year. It was at the end of last year. And the reason that they went out of business, they said, is they're having too much trouble finding either freight damaged or short dated foods at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And that's because warehouses are not having the excess product because the manufacturers are slowing down their processing and their manufacturing. Because grocery stores don't stock anything, you know, they're on just on time delivery.
Right.
So now the manufacturers have decided, well, they'll just go on just on time manufacturing. So, consequently, we do not have a reserve. So, if something happens to make a blip in the industry, like we have coming on us right now, a shortage of corn, a shortage of soybean, a shortage of wheat, we're also going to have shortages of vegetables that we normally think of as canned vegetables, like, you know, tomatoes and green beans and things like this. They're all going to be affected by the drought, too, and we don't have that backlog of food that we used to have because everybody's trying to cut their overhead by cutting warehouse expenses. That's going to leave the consuming public in the glitch.
Hmm. It's extremely disturbing to me as you talk about this, because what's going to happen to those people who depend on the warehouses for their food to go through into the charity food pantries, and where are they going to go? It doesn't sound like this is a good scenario. It doesn't sound like there's a good outcome to this. I've got some questions about farming and what's happening to the dairy farmers. When we get back, I'm going to ask Paulette, how are they doing? I think it's going to be bad news. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'll be right there. I'm just putting on one last dab of bliss. Okay. I had to do that to get through this broadcast. This is a very disturbing topic, Paulette. Class of Freeze Dry Guy is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th. And I'd like you to come if you have the opportunity so that you can meet him. And if you'd like to take part in his promotion, freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, and I buy his foods, and I pay what you do. And Paulette, could we just take 1 minute before we talk about dairies and dairy farmers and what's happening to them? Could we just give one more explanation of what you meant by short-dated foods?
What is short-dated food?
Yeah, what does that term mean? Let's just make sure everyone understands.
All of the food that we buy has either got an expiration date or a best buy, best buy, use by date on it. And a lot of people think that, if it expires yesterday, I can't eat it today. Well, if it was good yesterday, it's not going to go bad overnight,
Right.
The truth of the matter is most of the food that's in that's canned, commercially canned. And if the can is in good condition, it's not dented on the seam, it's not bulging, it's not leaking, that food is going to be good for years and years past the expiration date. But grocery stores, just by the nature of their business, they don't do well selling things that are, quote, expired. And warehouses don't want to have expired products in their warehouse or products that are coming close to expiration, which is what we in the industry call short-dated. It means it's just got a short amount of time that the date is good. Grocery stores want to buy things that have several months left so that if that product doesn't sell right away, it has some shelf life for them. So when these products get close to their best buy date or past their best buy date, those products go to a reclamation center. And at the reclamation centers, then box them up and send them out to different places, sometimes stores like ours, sometimes charities, different food pantries and things like that will buy from them. And that's how those products get back into the food chain, get back into the market, and they come through salvage or freight damage stores as discount groceries, a lot of different names for them. And that's what we get, and we're usually able to pick those products up below the wholesale that the grocery store has been paying for them so that we can offer an extended discount to our customers. And most people are realizing those products are just fine. They're perfectly fine. And it's a way to stretch your food dollars. The problem is, it's getting harder and harder to come by. So people are going... Go ahead.
Well, so what are people doing?
Well, there are things that we can do for ourselves. This is... We used to be very resilient people. Americans were always the can-do people, and we took care of ourselves, and we worked... We worked hard, we played hard, and we fought hard. But what's happening is people want to play hard, but they don't want to fight hard, and they don't want to work hard. And I'm not even sure how much they want to play hard anymore. But the fact of the matter is that there are things that we can do if we will take control of our own destiny and take responsibility for ourselves instead of expecting the government to be responsible for us. Believe me, the government will love to be responsible for us. Control the food, control the people. When we have to look for them, for every morsel, they can call all the shots. We need to be much more independent for a lot of different reasons, but I believe our liberty depends upon it. And that means people need to start having gardens. Now, if you don't live on a farm like you and I do, where you can have, you know, 2 acres if you want, but people who live in town and just, you know, on a lot, they can actually grow some of their food. They might not be able to grow all of it, but they can grow some of it, and they can help to augment this, you know, their diet. They can maybe grow their during the growing season while they're eating fresh. They might not be able to grow enough to can tomatoes for the entire year, but they can grow enough to provide themselves with fresh food. And we all know that, you know, buying fresh from the produce section is very expensive.
So you can
save some money that way. And it can be a very enjoyable hobby, kind of, yeah, besides the profitable one.
Paulette, you're absolutely right. And when I have lunch here on the farm, I just go out to the garden. And, class, you can make a garden out of used tires. You can take used tires, stack two of them, one on top of the other, and fill it with good, loose soil and plant tomato plants in that. And you've got a garden right there. And what I do is we have buckets, and we buy a protein for our cows, and they're like, oh, maybe 10-gallon buckets. We fill them with soil, and we put one tomato plant in each one, and we have more tomatoes than we can eat. And so if you count the cost of the extra virgin olive oil, the cost of the vinegar, my lunch costs about 10 cents. And it's a really good, fresh heirloom seed tomato and hot cayenne pepper and basil salad. And it's absolutely fabulous. Paulette, I wanted to ask you quickly, before we get into the dairy farmer situation, how long does coffee, the ground coffee in a can, last? I've bought coffee in the, you know, the 3 pound number 10 cans, if you will, many years ago. Seems to be fine to me. I probably have had it for 6 years. It has a steel lid on it. What's been your experience with those large cans of ground coffee?
Well, if it hasn't been opened, it
yes,
should
that's
be,
what I mean.
Indefinitely. You know, there isn't any reason. If oxygen doesn't get to it, that's the big thing that destroys it and causes it to go rancid. If it's sealed and it's kept in a cool, dry place, you should be able to keep it for 2, 3, 4 times as long as you've kept it already. And if you want to make it that shelf life for your coffee even longer, store coffee beans and then grind them fresh when you get ready to use them. And you'll have absolutely fresh-tasting coffee for just a super long time, you know.
Okay, so we could take coffee beans, and then you put them in a Mylar bag with some oxygen absorbers, mm-hmm. You know, evacuate the air out of them, and then put them in a seal them with an iron the way you've taught us how to do that, put them in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid, and we're good to go.
Yep, put them in a cool, dry place, and forget about them, really, until you need them.
Okay, and Paulette, I bought spaghetti sauce many years ago. I still have some from 4 years ago, and obviously, you know, the first in is the first out. So we still have some from, you know, 4 years ago. Now, this is spaghetti sauce in jars, and I think we bought it for either 89 cents or 99 cents, and we have cases of it left. And now, I make sure when I buy it that I don't dent the lids and damage the seals. So this is all still good. The seals are tight. There's no bulging in the lids. And these are like quart jars. 4 years old at least, and it's still perfect. Has that been your experience also?
Well, you know, the government did a study some mm-hmm. time back on how long canned food will still remain viable. And they took 30-year-old food in cans, commercially processed cans, mm-hmm. and also they took 30-year-old home canned, which is in the jar with the, you know, the typical flat sealed lid, mm-hmm. and they tested that food, and they tested it for a few different things. The first thing they tested was bacteria to see if the food was safe, if it's going to kill you, and uh-huh. the food was fine. And then they tested it for vitamins and minerals. They tested it for, it was proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And they said mm-hmm. those were just fine. Then they tested for vitamins and minerals. They said some of the vitamins at 30 years were starting to wane. They weren't as high in the nutritional value as far as vitamins as it had been when it was fresh. But it was still well worth eating. And then the last thing they evaluated it for was appearance. And things like canned pears, green beans, peas, and there's a couple of other things that they said were starting to kind of lose its resilience, mm-hmm. You know, just getting a little soft. But there was still nothing wrong with it. It wasn't going to hurt you to eat it. So that being said, I mean, my gosh, you know, I agree we need to rotate what we store, but if you're storing food for yourself and other family members, say you know that several people will be coming to your home, so you're storing extra food, there's no way a family is going to be able to rotate all that out if they're storing for twice their family members. So you're going to have to mm-hmm. count on the fact that that food really will last a lot longer than what the date on the can says. And you mentioned that the pasta sauce you were buying was in jars, and that's very good. There's a couple of products that don't do well in cans, and that's tomato products and anything acidy like pineapple. Even though they enamel coat the inside of those cans, they still have a tendency to eventually kind of pit and rust through. It kind of eats mm-hmm. through. So when yes. you have an opportunity to buy tomatoes, sauce in glass, that's the better choice. I'm not going to say don't buy it canned, but when you buy tomatoes, tomato sauce, and pineapple in cans, watch those cans real close and be diligent in rotating that stock.
Well, I absolutely agree, Paulette. And the only time that I buy tomato sauce in those tall cans is when we're going to use that fairly quickly within, 6 to 9 months. But when it's on sale, that's what we do. Paulette Winotka is with me, Mill Street Market. I really want to ask her about these dairy farmers, and she's going to be at the meetup tomorrow night. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And so is Joel Johnson. And he's with Kodiak Survival. We know him as MacGyver 101. We'll be right back. And I'm going to ask her about the dairies and what do we do right here, right now. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift.
or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Paulette Menotka is with us today, and we're talking about the food crisis. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with me this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. Link on the website if you'd like to listen in. And if you've got some medical questions, you're certainly welcome to call. We have a toll-free number worldwide. And that's at 3 o'clock Central Time. Dr. Norman Shealy, link on the website, usapreparers.com. Paulette, I need to ask you two questions. One is, what do we do right now? But first, please tell us about the dairy farmers' situations that you know about in our area of the Ozark Mountains?
Well, in the last week, we've had five dairies go out of business. They took their cows and sold them at auction at the Springfield Auction Barn. Now, some of those cows may have been picked up by another dairy and gone back onto the milk line. I would say the majority of those cows probably are going to slaughter. So that's going to affect the milk supply at some point. And here locally, the Hickory County paper advertised, they had an article last week that there are three local dairies in Hickory County that are selling out. So that's eight dairies in the course of the last week that are shutting down production. Now, at some point, that shutdown is going to start tapping into used product. You know, in the early stages, you might be losing excess, you know, excess milk. Okay, so a couple of dairies go out of business. We've got a lot of milk. But we're starting to see dairies go out of business in, you know, record numbers here. The drought is pushing a lot of it out. This dairyman who we talked about earlier, who's hauling in 8,500 gallons of milk, of water a day, just so he can make milk. And his own admission is he can't do this very much longer. So if something doesn't give, he's probably going to take that eight and turn it into nine, because you can't keep buying water to make milk. So we're seeing milk production decrease, and when milk production decreases, it takes with it cheese and butter and yogurt and all of the products that are made from milk. You know, a lot of times we just think of fluid milk and you think, oh, well, but I don't drink that much milk. But it affects a whole lot of things in your diet besides just fluid milk, and people need to think about that. Just like corn, people who say, well, I only fix corn a few times a year. We're not big corn eaters. But if you're a meat eater and an egg eater and a milk drinker, all of those things require corn. So we need to start looking beyond the obvious. We need to start thinking about how these things are really going to affect us. And we need to develop a plan so that our families are the least impacted by those problems and those shortages that are coming upon us.
And Paulette, we've got just a couple minutes, literally. Please tell us what to do really quickly, right here, right now. What do we do?
Well, first of all, you get smart and you start stocking some groceries. If you haven't already, you deepen your pantry and you get some good emergency supplies. And I'm not talking about 3 days. I'm talking about 6 months or a year. Beans, rice, grains. If you're going to have grains, you need to have a grinder. So you need to think about that. Canned foods, freeze-dried foods. And the best thing you can do for a long-term solution is learn how to produce your own food. Learn how to garden. If you're doing it in your backyard, if that's all you've got, do it. Stick some zucchinis and some tomato plants in with the petunias. But start now. Because if you think you're going to buy a sealed can of seeds and put them on the shelf and say, well, when things get bad, I'll open this can and I'll grow my own food, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's not that easy.
Paulette's going to be with us tomorrow night at the meetup. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. I'm Vin Finelli. If you'd like to contact Paulette, there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. She's at Mill Street Market. Class, this is serious. We're not kidding around. The farmers are in trouble. Dairies are going out of business. Your food prices are going to escalate. Buy cans of whatever you like. Check the dates. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is coming up right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.